The whole package. Have you ever known anyone who declares, "Things have been going pretty well lately, but I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop"? Solomon advises, when things are going well, enjoy yourself. But when things are going badly, consider that God made one alongside the other, so that people would learn nothing of their futures. Ecclesiastes 7:14. Why do you think it is important for God to keep us in the dark about what our future looks like? Solomon warns us in Ecclesiastes 7, verses 16 through 18, to not be overly righteous or overly wise. It will become a disappointment in our lives. He also instructs us to not be overly wicked or foolish. Why should you die before your time? He goes on to say, don't grasp just one of these rules. Take hold of the other as well, for he who is in fear of God will live by both of them. If God didn't hide our future from us, why would we choose to share our present with him? If the road were so clearly lit that we had no fear of tripping, we would have no need for the Savior. So we are advised to balance on the rock, trusting God as the winds blow and the rain knocks the dust back to the ground. Are you hurt when you hear your name used in an unfavorable way? Don't take seriously every word spoken badly of you, because often, as you yourself know, you have spoken badly of others. Ecclesiastes 7, verses 21 and 22. We would sometimes prefer to forget the evil streak that runs through our own lives. But the truth is, there isn't a righteous person on earth who does only good and never sins. Ecclesiastes 7:20. But we have been offered stain-removing redemption through Jesus. While our immediate future is unclear, our long-term future is secure. Accept both sides today. But don't let go of Jesus, lest you trip and fall.